Hi, I'm Derek Sivers, and this is about Ben Cannell. I just got the call from the super-connected Alex Steininger that our mutual friend Ben Cannell died in his sleep. He was only 48. Ben was employee number two of CD Baby. Number one was the great John Stoip. John hired Ben the day we moved the company to Portland, Oregon. I don't even know how we met Ben. Then all of the early employees at CD Baby were Ben's friends, so Ben was really the start and the heart of everything for us in Portland. Ben was one of my favorite people. Such a warm, open, empathetic guy. Such a great conversationalist. People often talk insincerely, just echoing cliche phrases or saying one thing but meaning another. But even Ben's shortest communications were really sincere and engaged, fully listening and understanding and sharing. He was always great at getting to the heart of things. I hope I remember to tell people how I appreciate them when they're alive. It's so sad he died so young. We last talked a year or two ago, and he was wonderful as ever. I'll always remember him fondly. He was a really special person, an exceptional soul. The world was a better place with him in it. Ben was the one who told me to post the $232 sand dollars story on my website because he thought it defined me. That's why many of the comments on that page from 2011 are thanking Ben. I don't take many photos, but the only two I have of them here are from 2002, on the phone at work and at a New Year's Eve party, but I can hear his voice clearly in my head.